Love's fire. Smothered in bitter wine or mud, heart's fire, your moist air, immo fomento alitur oberimo, an altogether different poison, revised with kerosene, that enlightens the closed garden where she sits, nodding her head to the burnt heart. The lone star, states air-conditioned, their walled gardens irrigated with glacial ice, while everyone burns our heads with the desire to knead that stinking flesh's love, where we put the mince and the moving. This subtle liquid fire that turns Jack to meltwater, gathers in lipids, boils over tongues too obligated to speak to it. From donkey-jawed workers and plump-lipped law-swillers swaying in the doorframe of history, the holes in their bodies make against angel. A fountain of spontaneous relay lights, glowing in the belly, swelling organs, making visible their breakdown in the dark. In the dark, private places, where they do embrace without consequence. I want to ask a question, or break felt into scrap the envelope in which this complex and deepening past touches its pieces, like the index corners of fashioned photos, all jumbled in the bladder sack together. But the language slides through, dental tape, caloric fire, and phosphorescence, a paper wick dunked in subtle liquid looking like gum, and houses turning their faces silver. These are the halos of magic dressing, under which my body can become a torch. It's been known to happen. Breath extends towards man, meets the fire on the tip, and catches light and falls. And when held inadvisably in the trouser pocket, the trousers also catch on fire, scalding the walker as he crosses towards the chandos, leaving a crease across his thigh. 2. In heavy fire, some saw a living element generated in destruction, fed on carbon and fresh air, and so a character which could breach the places in which women sat separate, washing their clothes. On it, life, and life buckled within it. 3. Desire appears from nowhere, is always expected. In this week's heat, slummy mummies kindle it under tank tops, immolated virgins whip it out in cargo and traffic, stringing pills on natural diadems that light the air they spin like floss in. Judge her yourself. Isn't she insane? Fame puts her away nowhere. In Arab mountains, she loads a rifle or weeps her eyes out or writes to the directorate of football, and it is waiting for death to explode from her zipper as she walks downstairs from a cookery class or watches Pop Idol pumping the crossword for a lucent meaning. Her Petrarchan look downturns the bow-shaped mouth from which these so-called flaming arrows gave intoxication its prettier name. Eyes like burning casks, the only relief to smother in vinegar, piss, or damp sand, in idleness, in mourning for a past which was reprehensible. One medium-sized nail drives out another, one desire displaced by junk food, soft hair, skin, and iron. Feeding him, you heap burning coals over his head.